We abide in Christ, the living vine, October 11. Withered branch apart from Christ. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:6. Judas did not become transformed and converted into a living branch through connection with the true vine. This dry sapling adhered not to the vine until it grew into a fruitful living branch. He revealed that he was the graft that did not bear fruit, the graft that did not fiber by fiber and vein by vein become knit with the vine and partake of its life. The dry, disconnected sapling can become one with the parent stock only by being a partaker of the life and nourishment of the living vine, by being grafted into the vine, by being brought into the closest relation possible. The twig holds fast to the life-giving vine until the life of the vine becomes the life of the branch, and it produces fruit like that of the vine. I am the vine, said Christ, ye are the branches. The closest possible connection is here represented. Engraft the leafless twig upon the flourishing vine stock, and it becomes a living branch, drawing sap and nourishment from the vine, fiber by fiber, vein by vein, the sapling clings until it buds and blossoms and bears fruit. The sapless twig represents a sinner. When united to Christ, soul is joined to soul, the feeble and finite to the holy and infinite, and man becomes one with Christ. The apparently dry branch, by being connected with a living vine, becomes a part of it. The soul dead in trespasses and sins must experience a similar process. As the graft receives life when united to the vine, so the sinner partakes of the divine nature when connected with Christ. Finite man is united with the infinite God. When thus united, the words of Christ abide in us, and we are not actuated by a spasmodic feeling, but a living, abiding principle.